The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time. Mail time.
News here. When you control the mail, you control information.
Probable última jugada. Kyler Murray hacia atrás. Lo van a detener. Finalmente se deshace y va con un pase profundo.
If it's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Ave Maria!
That was the Hail Mary in Espanol. DeAndre Hopkins. Last week we started off with Nick Chubb in Espanol, and Nick Chubb went for 126 and a touchdown, and then, that second one he bailed out on. You hate to see that for fantasy owners. But hey, you're listening to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack, so we wish good things for DeAndre Hopkins this week. The only live call-in show, weekly advice call-in show. If you're listening on the replay, the phone line isn't going to work. But if you're listening right now, you want to jump the line and ask your questions. The phone number is 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. If you miss the live show and you want to send a question on sleepwire.com, you can do that. You can join the Sleepwire channel on the Sleeper app or the Facebook group, Sleepwire Fantasy Football Club. As I said, if you're tuned in now, call that number, 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. We'll take your questions first. On today's show, Mr. Dynasty and Devy Specialist, part of the FTN Network and Destination Devy, helping you dominate your Dynasty and Devy leagues at DL Football on Twitter. And he's never seen an episode of Schitt's Creek because he's offended by the name. Jordan Richards on Twitter at Jaboy J Rich is back, co-host of the Fantasy Fam Pod. He still believes in Joe Mixon. He also has a timeshare at Area 51. Okay, Mulder, he's gone. Well, it was Sven of the Fantasy Fam at Fantasy Sven, but he disappeared. And my performance-based expert, his gains are all natty, and he loves a cold natty light after cutting the grass primetime. Lucas at Sleepwire LBB. All right, get it started. Thanks for being on the show, guys. Glad you got you laughing. Froggy B is direct hotline called in before the show. Froggy B, good evening. Welcome to the Sleepwire Show. What's your question?
What's up, fellas? So just kind of give you guys a quick breakdown. I don't know if you guys heard of Vampire Leagues. I mean, a 10-man Vampire League is pretty big money league. So I got a pretty stacked roster, and I had a CMC. So I felt like I had to make a move with all the teams sitting at 6-4 and 5-5. So, you know, it's right on the hinge of making playoffs. I'm in third place. So tell me how I did on this trade, and then I have one other question. I traded away CMC and Robert Woods for Devontae Adams. I already have Aaron Jones and Chris Carson. So I feel like I could lose a running back and then upgrade with my receivers, get the number one guy. And then my second question is, we're still not sure if Chris Carson is playing or not. So right now I got Carlos Hyde in the running back position, or should I start Chase Edmonds, who's been pretty consistent, putting up 10 to 15 points every week?
Yeah, so with the trade, you know, that's really going to – you look like a genius if CMC ends up missing a lot of time, and if he only misses a week, then that trade could be pretty painful for you. So it's really going to come down to, you know, how much time does he really end up missing. And then I think for me it's Chase Edmonds, right? Seattle's defense is – not great. And Chase Edmonds gets used, and he gets some passing down work also. So he's kind of Mr. Consistent. I like him, but we'll see what your boy Rich, Mr. Jordan, has to say about it.
Let me bump in real quick with a quick funny. I think, Lucas, you were on that show with me with that film study guy, right?
Yep.
So I saw a video of his today. It was about the Seattle defense. It was called Legion of Room.
There you go. Brett Coleman, right?
Yeah, Brett. Exactly.
Yeah, he's smart. He's a gifted guy. I love his breakdowns.
Okay, I'm done.
But yeah, Lucas, you nailed it, man. Like, I think that as far as trading away CMC, you want to do that if you can. I think getting Devontae Adams is your best way to kind of return on that investment. And I definitely would start Chase Edmonds. Just look back, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago when he absolutely torched them? Yeah, Kenyon Drake's back, but I think they kind of took care of Kenyon Drake. And I expect Arizona to take it to Seattle this week. I really, really do. I think they're playing a lot better, more cohesion amongst the roster, and I think Edmonds could definitely do something in the passing game.
If you guys don't mind, I just had one other question, quick one. Are you starting Noah Fant or Dallas Goedert? I think is how you pronounce the name. I'm just not so sure with Fant with a bum ankle he still has and a backup Broncos quarterback I've never heard of in my life.
Yeah, so it's real close. I mean, you're kind of splitting hairs here to me. I think he has a slightly I think Dallas Goedert has a slightly better matchup against Cleveland. Miami has looked really good to me. There's a lot more question marks, but obviously, you know, you have question marks also with Philly. So, but I think I would lean Goddard here.
Yeah, for sure. I would lean that Goddard gets it going this week. He's been a little bit slow after his injury, but I think that you want to trust Wentz more than you want to trust whoever's quarterbacking for Denver.
All right, for sure. I appreciate the feedback, guys. And yeah, hopefully that trade works out for me. Basically, I was just thinking CMC is probably not going to come back till after the bye week. And then I just feel like with their investment in him, I just don't feel like they're going to give him the bulk of the workload anymore.
All right.
Yeah, and Adams is for sure a plug-and-play right now. So,
Froggy B, is this your first Vampire League?
Yeah, it's my first time running a Vampire. Actually, I'm running it. It's 10-man. Nice. It worked out pretty well. It was a $50 buy-in. So
are you having fun? Yeah, I tried it last year. I had a great time. I thought it was a really fun concept. You guys having a good time with it?
Oh, yeah, everyone's loving it. The Vampire's not loving it so much. He's sitting at, I think, like 1-8 right now. But he's still playing spoiler, so that's pretty cool. He's still being competitive. But otherwise, that is actually the most fun league I've probably ever participated in, for sure.
Yeah, they're interesting for sure. All right, Froggy B, thank you for the call. We got to move on. Appreciate you listening. Gabriel's up next. He's been on hold. And then after that, we got a call on hold already. Gabriel, you're on the Sleepwire Show. What's your question, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Hey, doing well, man. How are you?
Good, good. So just a couple quick questions. It's a PPR league. So I have Drake and I have Edmonds. I have Austin Eckler on IR, and Ballage is on the waiver wire. I was wondering if it's worth dropping Edmonds or Ahmed for Ballage.
I don't think so. You know, we're kind of waiting to see what happens with Gaskin. He's for sure out one more game. There hasn't really been an update that I've seen. It could just be the one game, and then he comes back. But Ahmed should be in line for a pretty big game this week. Ballage, we're waiting on Justin Jackson to come back. Obviously, Kelly's there. I don't think that Eckler's going to be back anytime soon, especially since, you know, the team's just not winning. But unless Jordan thinks that Ballage is just fully going to take over that backfield going forward.
Come on, man. This is Kalen Ballage that we're talking about here. One guy I will never place a bet on is Kalen Ballage. Like, I can't do it. I got to roll with Ahmed.
He looks better, though. He does look better, and he's getting more yak. So we got to put it out there, right? Like, we know what he's done. None of us love it. But his short sample size body of work looks okay. So can't completely discount him here.
Oh, man. He's just – it's Kalen Ballage.
I know.
And against the Jets. Oh.
I know. So
consider it. But I would want to roll with Ahmed personally myself. I like that Miami team, man. They're playing really well.
Yep.
All right. So then right now I have I'm starting James Robinson, Kareem Hunt. And then in my bench I have Edmonds, Drake, Ahmed. And I guess I'm just looking for a flex play. I have Robert Woods my flex play, but he hasn't been doing much last few weeks. So on my bench I have Antonio Brown, Edmonds, Drake, Lazard, Ahmed, and then there's also Jacoby Myers on the waiver wire. Do you think any of those are worth dropping for Jacoby Myers?
Maybe roll with what you got.
I don't think so. Yeah, like, and honestly, it would be the same thing to me. If you had Myers on your team and you told me that AB was on the wire, I would probably tell you you're fine to stay with what you have, but with AB on your team and Jacoby on the Myers, I'm kind of saying the same thing. Like, it just feels a little bit like a wash. Myers is definitely doing his thing, but AB looks like AB to me. He looks really good. So if he continues to see targets and that team continues to put up offensive yards, AB is going to be fine. So I think you roll.
Yeah, you roll with AB. He's looking better than Mike Evans, actually, which is shocking.
But Evans is still, you know, he's a red zone target there, so that's important.
Yeah, you can hold on to that. But who scored more points? Justin Jefferson did. And I told everyone weeks ago, Justin Jefferson over Mike Evans. And I'm sorry, Lucas, it's not looking too good for you right now.
Dude, Justin Jefferson disappears every other game, so get out of here. He disappears every other game.
Some games, yeah, he definitely does. Like, he goes, like, non-existent.
Bro, are you kidding me?
But his ceiling is ridiculous.
Oh, my God. He's so good.
He's so good. But when Dalvin...
This guy does more with... He's literally A.J. Brown. And you're talking about him like he's...
About him like he's on a team that runs the ball 99% of the plays.
All right, I got to pause. Pause this side conversation. Gabriel, did you have a question about Justin Jefferson?
No.
I didn't think so. No. Are you good to go, or do you have anything else?
Hey, no, so I would ask you, so who would you prefer, Lazard or Jacoby Myers then?
Lazard.
Myers for me.
Yeah. I'll go Lazard.
I'd probably go Myers too.
Yeah, it's because of MVS. Like, earlier in the season, I would have said Lazard for sure, but MVS has popped off a few games, so you're going to have games where Lazard just disappears behind Adams and MVS, or like maybe it's a Tanyan game, or maybe they just run it with Aaron Jones, or maybe they take out Jamal Williams. And the fact of the matter is that Myers is the guy there. He is better than N'Keal Harry, and Edelman's ancient, and even if Edelman comes back, Myers is still going to be seeing 8 to 10 targets.
I still like Lazard. I'd rather Aaron Rodgers to my wide receiver than Cam Newton.
I'd rather have the one on a team.
Yeah, no, I get that. Belichick. I totally get that. But we've seen this from MVS before where he'll have a couple good games and then he doesn't do anything. Comes back down to reality.
But yeah, Adams is still the guy there.
Of course. But it's Aaron Rodgers.
Wait, it is Aaron Rodgers.
It's not volume, though. The volume's not there.
Yeah, it's
not
like there. I'm going to take 10 targets with Cam, then like 4 to 5 with Rodgers.
MVS is only getting like 6.
Jacoby doesn't throw that passing touchdown. He didn't have that good of a game the other, you know.
They were playing Baltimore. They were playing Baltimore, and it was a monsoon. The weather was, you know, that weather was not
Jacoby Myers. Let's not talk about him. Crazy good.
Okay, he is good.
So, did not expect that.
I love Jacoby Myers.
My last question is like, just so I have Woods in my flex right now, but would you play Antonio Brown over Robert Woods?
I don't know. I still like Robert Woods. I know he's had a few bad weeks, but I think Robert Woods is each other. I mean, Tampa's defense is.
Do you want to trust Woods or Kupp against Tampa?
I don't know.
Honestly, I'm probably going AB.
Edmund, Kenyon, Drake.
I think I'm leaning that way too.
Lazard and
Drake may not be a bad start.
They're at Tampa.
I don't mind that at all.
Oh yeah,
tomorrow night. I'd rather do Drake over all of them. Yeah, because that's going to be a big game. That's a huge game tomorrow. So, and he looks good. I mean, they gave him the ball when he was back. So
it's probably be an Edmunds game.
Yeah, because we're saying Drake.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have the running back there too, though.
All right, Gabriel. So they're saying running back in the flex spot. Does that make sense?
So Drake over Edmund?
Yeah, I think everybody liked Drake in that spot.
Yeah.
Or Hoffman.
Or the other running back, guys?
What was the other? Salvin, right, from Miami? I like the volume, yeah. He wasn't using the passing game. So that's the one thing that I have. I mean, they gave him a lot of carries, but Kenny Drake's using the passing game.
Yeah, I think I'm going to lean Drake. I think that's going to be a much higher scoring game.
I think it's all Drake, man.
All right, guys. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Gabriel. I know it was a long way to get there, but we got there. All right, we got another caller on hold. Been hanging out for 10 minutes. Caller, thank you for your patience. You are on the Sleepwire Show. What is your question?
What's up, guys? I just a quick quarterback question here. Josh Allen bye week. Are you guys going with Winston, Newton, or maybe Alex Smith?
I think I'm going Newton against Houston.
I would 100% go Winston. He doesn't know what it's like. He plays the Falcons twice a year.
Exactly.
Man.
He's played the Falcons.
He knows that Falcons team. It's no surprise to him.
The fact that Kamara's his running back, where he could get 150 yards receiving just by literally like, hey, Jameis, don't throw an interception. All you got to do is throw it to him. Throw it to Kamara.
I forget what his stats were, but I think it was Mike Me Up on Twitter who posted them on his fleet, actually. He's talking about how I think Jameis averages like 280 yards and 3 touchdowns against the Falcons, like for his career.
And their secondary is not good this year. I mean, the matchup is so
juicy. Is Houston, though, for Cam.
I know, yes.
So is Houston. And I think Cam's on a tear right now. And he came out in his press conference the other day. You know, they asked him, you know, what made you turn it around or whatever. He looked dead ass at the camera and said, I'm tired of sucking. And like, it felt real, right? Like the dude is pissed off. He's tired of getting crapped on. And, you know, Houston's garbage. They really are. They're just garbage. We don't know what's going to happen with New Orleans. Like, it would not shock me whatsoever if Taysom Hill gets 25% of the quarterback snaps.
Yeah, that's cool though. I'm not worried about that.
Is it?
Because like for me, at least I know that Jameis can throw a bomb to somebody. You know, like that's
and
not
he's not
going
to be scared to do that's it exactly.
Gonna, yeah, that's not going to happen with Cam, and it could be another low scoring game. They grind it out. Like it's just a low fantasy potential unless Cam literally runs for two touchdowns, throws for one. Jameis could easily throw for three. You know, he's going to probably move the ball a little bit better than Cam will. It should be a higher scoring game. I just think there's more things in favor. And obviously, the familiarity with the defense and the entire organization playing the Falcons, it should be a surefire thing to take Jameis.
I don't know about surefire. I mean, you could really easily turn around and throw two picks in the first quarter, and then they bring in Taysom Hill.
All last season.
Bro, why? That's what he does. Like,
no one else
a positive
Jameis
script for him. So it doesn't. I mean, you've seen Jameis throw the ball, right?
I've been outvoted. I've planted my flag. Cam is my guy this week, but the boys are going with Winston. So I think you're rolling Winston.
Yeah, I got Winston now, but I kind of just wanted to mention Alex Smith because of 390 yards turns into like a couple touchdowns. That's a good game.
No, I don't mind him this week. If you couldn't get any of the other guys, I don't mind him. George and I talked about it last night. I mean, yeah, he threw a lot. They're playing the Bengals, whose secondary isn't the greatest. I mean, they're giving up I think they're bottom 10, giving up quarterback fantasy points. So he would be an interesting play, but only if you're like you really need to.
Yeah, you know, Smith can't have those. He definitely can't have those games, but he's known to be a game manager, right? He's very good. I think he's a really good NFL quarterback. He's a good game manager. He's good at managing everything that goes with that. The clock. Reading the defenses, keeping his guys in check on offense. He's a good leader, but he's not Patrick Mahomes, right? He's not your prototypical, I'm going to go out and be a gunslinger every single game. And that's not to say that he can't have those games, but I think the other two definitely have higher upsides.
All right. Caller is satisfied with the answer. He disconnected. Satisfied. I hope. I don't know. All right, guys, if you want to call in, the phone lines are totally clear right now. The phone number 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. If you don't have letters on your phone, some of us don't. We got questions coming in from the Mixler chat. We'll do these, and then we'll hop into the mail sack. All right, so this one was actually before the show. Oswaldo Andrade wants to know, I picked up Hines from the waiver. Should I play him over Robinson, Jacobs, or CEH in the standard?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
That's a no for all three, correct?
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I like
Hines, but not over those guys.
You know what that gets you, Oswaldo?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Three no's. Three no senors. Also, I wanted to know better off which three guys out of the ones listed do I start? Okay, so we pretty much answered that question. Not Hines. You start the other right. three. All right, pick two wide receivers to start. Choices are Godwin, A.B., Adams, T. Higgins, Brandon Cooks. Worries about Adams with Colts defense. So I need two out of those. One, two, three, five.
You're always starting Adams, and he only needs two?
Yeah.
Would you roll with T. Higgins?
Yes, I would.
I'm leaning too, actually.
I just lost the game. Last week in my big money league, I'm 8-1, and I lost a game because I didn't start T. Higgins. I started.
Did you start over him?
I started Christian Kirk.
Dude, that was your, that's your boy.
Kirk is playing good.
T. Higgins was your boy. You discovered him.
He is. He is my boy. But I was worried about the Steelers, and I thought that Kyler Murray versus Josh Allen was going to be a shootout. And I have Josh Allen, Diggs, and Kirk, and I just really wanted to put some love on that game. So it didn't work out. I lost by four to the Adam Thielen touchdown. Ooh, and
brutal.
Yeah. And I had Dalvin in. I had Dalvin in. And then Thielen got his second touchdown and Dalvin had that 36-yard run called back. because of Rudolph. So it's pain. I feel it, but I'm not ever benching Higgins, period.
Wow, that's touching.
All right. I got Eric Musial needs two for the flex. Standard. All right. AJ. You like that one? AJ Brown.
Yeah, I like that.
Shark, Gibson, Mike Williams. So I need two for flex in the standard.
Gibson.
And AJ Brown.
Yeah. And AJ Brown.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Everybody agrees.
He's going to shoot Shark.
Hot Toddy 2731. I'm 6-4 right now. Should I try and trade Connor for Swift or Chubb? And should I hold CMC or look to move him as well? I was thinking about moving him for Murray and a wide receiver one or a high end wide receiver two. My other running back is Robinson.
Murray is in Kyler? Not Latavius.
Latavius, maybe?
No way.
No. Kyler Murray. You know, sure. Yeah.
You know, there would probably be, if you're like a 5-5 or a 6-4 team, I would probably move CMC. If you're a team that can withstand not having him and still for sure make the playoffs, like you're like an 8-win team, then I would keep CMC because I want him for the fantasy playoffs. Exactly. But with Connor, I think I would move him for Chubb. Obviously, I would not move him for Swift. I don't think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Connor's been, you know, I know Swift's schedule. It's his playoff schedule isn't great, right?
Steelers have a good schedule.
I'm checking right now.
You think it matters though? Like I'm not too invested in Connor, but I don't think he's doing, you know, what you want. Like, is he even getting the touchdowns? You know, Ben supporting three wide receiver ones this week, right? He may keep doing that. I just don't know. Like, I think I get the Swift playoff schedule, but he may still see more volume than Connor will get, especially in the passing game. It may not be a bad swap. And obviously we don't know what's going to happen with Connor, and he could get injured, which has been prone to happen too. But I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Connor. So I think if you can move him for anything, I definitely would consider it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to a chat from, what is this? From YouTube. Big list coming in from Trey S. Big list coming in hot. Need two wide receivers and one flex. So here you guys can see on the screen, he's got PPR. He's got Ridley Woods, Deontay Johnson, Brandon Cook, Swift, or Gurley.
I feel like Deontay's a must, right?
Ridley, Deontay, and Swift for me.
Ridley is back at practice today?
I don't know, actually.
I didn't check, but
I think he's been limited. I know he's definitely limited. Pull up some roto.
He didn't practice all last week. Nothing new.
Limited to start. Yeah. I think he was always expected to come back after the bye, but he was limited today.
Okay, so let's assume that Ridley's playing. So Ridley, Swift, and then probably Johnson.
Yeah, I could go with that. I do like Gurley still too, but
against the Saints?
Not against the Saints.
I don't anyone running against the Saints right now.
Never, man. That front's way too good.
And I just
DeAndre,
don't.
If Stafford doesn't play, then I don't know. But Staff's going to play though.
I don't know if it really matters that much, right?
That's what I'm trying. I was looking at the schedule. I'm like, they're playing the Panthers. Like, I mean, could it?
I honestly thought Swift would get stifled a little bit by Washington. Like, that front is good. And still, he managed to make it happen.
Still
right?
A pretty good game, yeah.
RB4 on the week. Pretty good indeed.
So we on agreements? Ridley, Swift, and Deontay? Okay. If Ridley doesn't go, who are we putting in spot then in case Ridley doesn't play?
Would it be Woods?
Probably Cooks for me.
Yeah, I'm looking at Cooks.
You love Cooks, eh?
I do like Cooks. I mean, all he does is put up 1,000 yards regardless of the team every single year. Every single year. Every
Not
single
this again,
year.
Man. I saw the last time we talked about Cooks, he sucked.
I think I even
vouched for him. I'm pretty sure last time I was on and we talked about Cooks, we both vouched for him because you talked me into it and he sucked against the Jaguars.
Yeah, and then he came back, and what did he do the very next week?
But he's got his revenge game against the Pats. What are the chances Bill wants him to do anything?
Fuller's the guy that they're shutting down. Fuller's the touchdown guy.
Yeah, but, you know, Bill gets angry at these people. You know, his former team, former player for him.
Yeah, I don't think that matters. I mean, Cook's a one-year rental there.
I don't know, man. I don't. Brandon Cooks. Can't trust him.
All right, so we got this is just extra. I was hoping it'd be quick. If Ridley doesn't go,
here's Cooks. Last Cooks. 5 games, 12-9-9-9-8 targets. He's averaging 9 targets over the last 5 weeks.
All right,
but what is his production like? Is he producing with those targets, or is he just getting targets?
He went 23-13-6-18-4, and that's in a standard. In a PPR, if it's a PPR, he's getting quite a bit more.
Did he win you over again, Jordan?
Never.
You burned once, never again.
Wide receiver 26 the last 5 weeks. I'm good.
What do you mean? PPR 30, 22, 13, 17, and 10. Those are his PPR.
From week 6 to 10, he's got 15.5 points a game. That's, you know, pretty good.
That's good. And he's getting volume.
Just not my cup of tea. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Just not my cup of tea. Felix. I'm not a Brandon Cooks fan.
Sven, who do you like out of the rest? Woods or Cooks or somebody else? If Ridley doesn't go.
I still like Cooks.
Okay.
Was that to me?
Yeah. That was to you. I just wanted to break the
time. Sorry. I didn't hear you. Sorry.
It's all good. All right. We got a message from Greenlight Eckler for A-Rob PPR. This must be a trade.
Shame on the person who has A-Rob if they accept this.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah.
You can do that, do it. Jonathan G, A.J. Brown or Jacoby Myers this week for a start?
Jacoby. Wow. Take it to the bank.
Crazy.
I don't know if I could do that to A.J. Brown.
I don't know. Yeah, me too. That's, I feel like I still...
You don't love your studs, eh? You'll just bench him for anybody. No,
right.
You bench,
I just don't like losing, yeah.
He had a poor week last week. Yeah, and he's going against Baltimore. Fair. And he's going against Baltimore. Tannehill.
He
struggled mightily.
They have struggled. Indy looked
really bad. He was dropping passes. He looked like he wasn't. You think
Baltimore's not going to watch that game tape and do the exact same thing?
You're getting
it. Maybe, but I do have a lot of faith in AJ, though. I have a lot of faith in AJ, you know, to right the ship.
If he gets
targets, I get the Jacoby love. I get the Jacoby. He will. He'll get targets. I'm not worried about him getting targets.
He didn't last week.
Well, he's dropping passes like left and right.
Said it don't. Weather won't be an issue.
All right.
I'm just high on Myers this week. All Jonathan, right? He's the only game in town.
Jonathan, you heard the arguments. Greenlight is back. I'm getting Eckler. Is that a good trade? So this was Eckler for A-Rob. And since we said the Eckler side was the bad side, I would think most of these guys would say that is not a good trade for you, Greenlight.
Yeah, you just got trashed on live. Jesus. We didn't mean to do that, though.
Come on now.
Yeah, the thing with Eckler, we don't know when he's coming back, if he even comes back this year.
Yes, he posted that video, but who runs in a straight line with no pads against no defenders? I mean, I get it, but no, you got to stick with A-Rob.
They're a two-win team 10 weeks into the season. They have no reason whatsoever to rush him back.
Right. And if you're going for a running back, I mean, you could definitely get better than A-Rob. Like, you could get a top running back, probably.
No, I don't think you can, just because Foles is out and A-Rob is not is less valuable, I think, with Trubisky or whoever they end up going with. I think that you can get a running back that you can use now.
Yeah, I agree. Then he follows up with this question. Should I take A-Rob for A.J. Brown? So he's buying A-Rob.
No. I would rather have A.J. Brown than A-Rob.
Okay, we like the A.J. Brown side. All right, let's jump into the I got one from Ricardo Banks. Sorry, Mixler. Ricardo Banks wants to know, drop Tonyan for Stafford. I have Burrow and Hooper already in a PPR.
No.
No, I wouldn't. Not for Stafford.
I don't think it does anything for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stafford's hurt.
A little thumb boo-boo. All right, phone lines are wide open. 205-797-5337. 205-797-SLEEP. Oh, look at that. Just like magic. I say the number and I get a call. I don't know who this is. It says anonymous.
Build it and they will come.
Could be from 4chan. Good evening, caller. You are on the Sleep Wire Show. What is your name? What is your question?
My name is Brodax.
Curtis? That didn't sound like Curtis.
Oh, excellent, Jordan. Buddy. What do you want to... Jordan. All right,
Jordan. Jordan. That's what I was thinking.
What's your question for us tonight?
I'm a bunch of ants. I'm even fingering my asshole and it's starting to bleed.
Okay.
You got a big cock?
I think I got my swagger back. Oh!
I don't know what that was. Phone lines are open. 205-797-5337.
Not for calls like that.
I think all three of those. I think all three of these guys just blushed. All right, jumping into the mail sack now with some questions that are write-in questions. We got Boomer 71 PPR League, Chark or Edwards-Hilaire to start this week.
Got to be Edwards-Hilaire.
Yeah, the running back. Interested to see what they do after this bye week with Lev Bell and CH. But you got to go. I feel like you got to go CH.
All right, running back it is. What? Okay, you just
do
said,
it.
Yeah. All right, Sean Peltz.
Play Clyde.
What do I do with Robbie Anderson and Travis Fulgham?
I would still start Robbie. Fulgham, I'm iffy on, but I would still start Robbie.
This is interesting with Fulgham that he went from like the guy got two targets.
A guy that nobody knew lost his job. Shocking.
I know, but I'm just saying the way he was playing though was phenomenal. Like he was playing very good.
It was, but then you get Jalen Reagor back. And then you get Goddard back, and then you know now you have Alshon back, and
they're gonna money talks.
And then Ertz back, you know, in a couple of weeks.
Money talks.
You know, there's only so much to go around, and the offense just isn't that good.
Just keep him, hang on to him for now, I guess.
Hang on to him.
Yeah, see how the cards fall. Unless Jacoby Myers is there, then you go snag him.
Then you get him. How you guys feel about Robbie? You good with Robbie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good playing him.
Robbie's a beast.
Though. Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully Teddy's healthy.
Jesus Bass or Jesus Bass or Jesus Bass, one of those three, or Jesus Bass, 1387. Landry, Woods, Pittman and Reynolds. Half point, choose two. So Landry, Woods, Pittman, Reynolds.
Well, that's a pretty good one. I think I'm going to be sneaking Pittman into my lineup. And then
he's actually my first choice.
Is Jair out this week again?
Probably Pittman and I don't know.
Would Jair be on Pittman, I guess, is the question if he did play? Because Pittman,
no,
I mean,
probably because TY is healthy, right? So I'd imagine TY would get top coverage.
I mean, TY doesn't get any coverage right now.
He doesn't need it.
He doesn't, right? Like, I don't know. I would go Landry and Pittman.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, but I think I would probably go Woods over Landry.
Yeah, I think I would take Woods too and just pray that it's a super high-scoring game.
All right, we got Pittman, Woods for two, Landry with one. Chubby time, MVS or Gibson in the flex in a PPR?
Gibson.
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 Three Gibsons. All right, Jonathan G's back. James Conner, Kareem Hunt, Miles Sanders, Clyde Edwards, start two.
Sanders and Hunt.
Yes. I agree.
Sanders and Connor for me. I don't know. I'm not giving up on Connor just yet.
I'll happily give up on Connor.
I know Kareem Hunt. It's better when Chubb is there. Like,
yeah.
It's not about giving up on Connor. Hunt has just been really good, and so is Miles Sanders.
Sanders, oh yeah, Sanders definitely.
I mean, Hunt's definitely a monster. Hunt as
he
a talent.
He looked really good this week.
You know, he's a top. You know, even though Chubb came and got, you know, however many yards he got, Hunt had over 100. And honestly, Hunt was way more productive until that end of the game long run that Chubb got. Yeah, Chubb was getting in the end zone, but Hunt's in the passing game. He just looks explosive when he gets the ball.
He's also from the Toledo Rockets, just like Deontay Johnson.
Hey.
A lot of good players from Toledo. All right, we got DC. I would be offering Kenny Golladay, Jordan Reed, a 2021 second and a 2022 second for A.J. Brown. Is it fair to say A.J. is greater than Kenny G rest of career? Let's start with Jordan on this one because he's doing the dynasty most of all. So what do you think about this with the picks and everything?
This is really intriguing because I do like Kenny a lot, and I was drafting Kenny really high this offseason. But the problem with that trade is that A.J. Brown is so good. And if you believe that A.J. Brown is that much better than Kenny Golladay, I would say do it because I think you're making the trade for the right reasons. But if you think that Kenny Golladay can still achieve the same ceiling that A.J. Brown can in some respects, I would probably hold on to him because even though he got injured, you know, you hold on to those draft picks. I actually traded a bunch of picks for A.J. Brown this season. But Kenny G, I think he's going to be an offseason buy because I think people are going to be down on him. But I do like that move if you want to kind of make that move, consolidate those picks. But the second round this year should be really good. Next year, it won't be so much. So we'll kind of see how that plays out. But I think it's a pretty fair deal. And I do like it from the A.J. Brown side. And I do like it from the Kenny Golladay side if you're kind of tanking and you want to unload A.J. Brown for another player. Not a move I would make, but definitely going after AJ Brown. I like it. I'd probably make it, to be honest.
All right. Shaquem Banks, start two running backs. McKissick, CEH, Sanders. So I need two out of three there.
So it's going to be Sanders and CEH.
If it's PPR, I would maybe think about McKissick.
It is PPR.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
Tell me PPR at the bottom. Yep. I don't know. McKissick's been playing awesome lately.
He has.
It's really the timeshare that they say with CEH and Lev Bell that we don't know about. And CEH, I mean, he's been good, but he hasn't been great. He hasn't been like that top first round pick that everybody's was hoping for. I think McKissick is the hotter hand right now. So I'm going ballsy. I'm going McKissick and Sanders.
I still want the starting running back for the most explosive offense in the NFL over the passing down running back for one of the least explosive in the NFL.
Nothing wrong with that.
What if I told you that Clyde only went 10 for 40 against the Raiders last game?
He hasn't been that good.
He wasn't very good against the Raiders.
But what I'm going to say here is that the entire Chiefs team did not look good that game. And I don't think that happens again.
Yeah.
Prime time, too.
Shaquem, I hope that helps. The ballsy move was McKissick. The thought out move, I guess. The show me the money move.
Thanks, man. Thanks, bro. I Shaquem speak a little Spanish.
Oh, yeah, that's like pink shades. All right, let's get back to the mail sack.
I think he had a second part to his question too.
Oh.
In the other one, yeah.
You're absolutely wide receivers. Right. Good catch. Three wide receivers and a flex. So actually, we can use the whole list here for the flex. But let's get our three wide receivers. McLaurin, Boyd, Ridley, Godwin. So I need three of four. Who are we benching?
Boyd and... Ooh, it's tough to bench McLaurin. And Boyd, I feel like...
You're not benching McLaurin this week.
The first three wide receivers
I would lean benching Ridley.
No.
I love Ridley. Oh. Like, I'm the biggest Ridley fan.
Well, keep in mind...
If you're talking about what do you expect... These three guys.
Well, one of these
Godwin should be really good, man. Really good. And if you're talking about risk mitigation,
well, we need a flex too. So one of the extra running backs or wide receivers can still play.
Man, start all four of those wide receivers.
I don't know. All right, let's. if Ramsey sits on Godwin, he's done.
And I don't think he
looked really, really good on defense. You saw what they just did to Seattle. So for me, it's between Godwin and McKissick in that flex.
Ramsey's been susceptible to this.
I think it's just take Evans.
What did he just do to DK?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying I just don't think he's going to take Godwin. That's all. And I do think Godwin's a much better route runner than DK Metcalf is. That's not really a hard thing to say. Godwin can win against anybody.
Yeah.
Especially when you're using rub routes, he's running crossing routes, he's going to get open.
My boy Bogard would say he's got Godwin in his name.
Yeah. Like, I'm not worried about Godwin. I'm just worried about Ridley's availability, how many snaps he'll see. If you want to talk about benching a wide receiver, I think all those guys are great.
So let me just put this out there. They put up 46 points against Carolina, and Godwin only had 6 targets. It's going to be a much.
Ronald Jones just ran for like 200 yards, too.
I mean, he had 98 with one rush. So, I mean, but what I'm saying here, guys, is there's a lot of mouths to feed. And, you know, with Atlanta,
Julio.
No, honestly, I haven't seen talent wise, possibly, but I haven't seen it with Brady yet.
But
Brady, you know,
he's
with
the best one, man. Like,
but he's not getting. He's not getting tons of volume. He's not getting a lot of volume. They can go any direction there. Think about it, man. They have AB now, Godwin, Evans, Gronk getting love, Brate's getting in the end zone. They're working Fournette in, and then they also have Ronald Jones, and then their defense is also getting, you know, scoring touch. Like, it's just so difficult to predict, and they're against the Rams, which are a really good team. Why would you take that chance over Ridley in a game between Atlanta and New Orleans that historically is kind of a shootout?
Oh, yes.
And Julio's going to be drawing, you know. Well, then, I mean, who would you bench? Because in PPR, you're never benching
Boyd.
I would
start all four. That's what I'm saying. We're talking about benching McKissick. That's what we're
right?
talking
McKissick,
about.
Is he your odd man out then? That's the question.
He would be my odd man out, yeah. I'm just talking about if you're picking three wide receivers, I would be okay if you wanted to go Godwin over Ridley because of health. But I do think Ridley has much more upside unless he sees Lattimore. which might happen. They may just bracket cover Julio and then keep Lattimore on Ridley, which isn't great because Lattimore is great in man-to-man.
But Matt Ryan's going to still throw to him, though, I think. He's not going to be scared. That's the thing. So I don't think that even matters.
But how healthy is Ridley as well on top
of that? Right, exactly.
Can this he be Janoris Jenkins?
Ridley doesn't play, the question answers itself.
Yeah.
Right. The matchup is just juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's great. But that Saints defense plays up when their quarterback is out for some reason. And when their quarterback is in, they suck.
Yeah, right?
We good with that one? We chewed on it for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Kashif Mostafa, I believe it says, someone in my league traded Kamara for Henry in PPR. Who do you think won?
I don't think anything. I know that Kamara is hands down the best player in fantasy football in a PPR league.
So he gave away Kamara for Henry?
Somebody did. With CMC out, Kamara is the undisputed champion.
And if it was a standard, then yeah, but PPR, what?
Even in standard, I don't want that deal.
Yeah. But, oh my God. I'm sorry.
All right.
Kamara won. I don't know why that.
Jump back in the sack. Cheese777, full PPR. It's a start sit for Fournette or Ahmad, football emoji. Who do we like here?
I would sit Fournette. I don't know how you can play him now.
I'm still starting Fournette.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Bro, I'm going Ahmad.
And he still stayed in the game.
I'm going Ahmad.
He must hate Fournette. Which is uncertainty. I never thought I'd say that, but.
But then you think he hates Rojo 1 week. Like, it's too much. I don't think
Rojo is good. Like,
Dolphins are on a roll right now. They're going to make the playoffs.
I don't know.
This is crazy. I think I would go Salvin.
I mean, I'm okay. I'm okay with it. I have them very similar. Very, very similar. Mm. So
we got two Fournettes, sit Fournettes rather, two Ahmads, and one reluctant Fournette start. We got a question here from Jonathan G. Back on here on the YouTube. Ben Watson, Alex Smith, Matt Ryan, start two. Okay, so let's do, I think this is a quarterback here. No, I'm sorry, that's two. So this is super flex. So yeah. Ben Watson, Alex Smith, Matt Ryan. I need two quarterbacks for this week.
Where do you guys start with that?
I feel like Big Ben has been playing like pretty good. I feel like I got to go Big Ben. And I want to say Deshaun, but I also like Matt Ryan, even against that Saints defense. Like, but those games are always a shootout. Big Ben and Matt Ryan for me. I don't want to say bench Deshaun Watson, but I like Big Ben and Matt Ryan.
I think I'm there too.
You bench Deshaun, eh?
I know. I so.
Even against the Patriots, I don't want to do it. He's had some really good games against the Patriots.
Yeah, it's tough.
Belichick, I mean, he's played them. Right? They played him a bunch, so they know. But same with Matt Ryan and like the Saints. Like,
yeah,
he's also like, played them too.
That's
I feel like Big Ben is the must though. Like, he's just been playing incredible.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that I'm going to.
Deshaun runs. That's the only thing that actually makes
him run a lot.
Well, exactly.
He'll run a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably it's probably Ben and Deshaun for me.
Yeah.
All right. Just because.
Then we got to pick four of these guys: Hill, Godwin, Juju, Jacoby, AJ, Fulgham, and Patrick.
Oh, Hill is.
Definitely Hill. Yeah. Probably Juju. You guys feel good about Juju?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. He's still like he's not getting like his. He should be getting wide receiver one if he even is the freaking wide receiver one. Who knows?
Not but wide receiver one.
I don't know who is. Hill, Juju, Godwin, and AJ for me.
Well, we got the Jacoby stand. What do you think?
I know.
What do you think? I would be okay with gonna go Jacoby as the third.
It wouldn't be a bad decision.
AJ and Godwin.
Yeah, so I'm Patrick Love out there too. I'm AJ, Hill, and Jacoby for sure, and then it's between Godwin and Juju for me. Let me just check real quick.
I think I'm for sure Hill, Juju, and Jacoby, and then I think I'd roll with AJ over Godwin.
I mean,
yeah, that's where I'm at too. I'd go Juju and sit Godwin.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, it's not a bad. You're in a good place. You're in a good place. Like
okay. Take care of that. Oh, we got a phone call. I'm gonna play this for my boy. Second.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
See if you can guess who it is on the other end of the line.
Blustering in from sea. with a rollicking song.
Apparently the entire defense may have COVID-19.
Oh, this
is a raider.
That's not going to stop him.
Just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered.
Is this Jesus? Raider Nation, let's go,
let's go. Raider Nation, what's up, Jesus? Go Raiders!
Oh, man. You're good, man.
Damn. As a caller, my man's got his own intro music.
Yo, that's an intro.
That's an intro. Getting all the love.
Yeah, man.
What's up, Jesus? Are they going to win again this week?
Good looking now.
They winning again this week?
Hell yeah, man. We did it one time. Why not again?
That's what I'm saying. Beat the Super Bowl champs twice.
Hell yeah.
All
what's
right.
up, guys?
Good All right. call, man. What do you got? What do you
I don't
got?
Want to take up anybody's time.
Okay, cool.
Just a couple of thoughts. I won this week. I'm in fourth place still. I need help with four wide receivers. If you could tell me who to start, it's a standard league.
Okay.
Between Julio Jones, DJ Chark, T. Higgins, Antonio Brown, Adam Lazard, and Henry Ruggs.
So I think it's your first four. Higgins, Brown, Julio, and Chark. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Now, the Jackson first guy that Jackson you said, my second question to that one is he matchup-proof now, man? I don't think he was going to do much against the Steelers, but he's like, every week, he's putting up points, man. Is he matchup-proof?
Higgins is a must. Possibly the best rookie this year, mm-hmm. wide receiver-wise.
That's what I think, too.
Y'all are crazy. I'm just going to say it. I like T. Higgins, and he's an auto-star, but y'all are crazy.
Who?
He's not even the third. He's barely the third best.
Who do you think?
Rookie.
Justin
it's
Jefferson.
Easily Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb. It's really not close.
Oh, CeeDee Lamb.
What is CeeDee Lamb doing right now? Higgins is the one on that team now.
He's wanting out of Dallas right
what
now.
What do you mean so?
So?
He's the one.
On a terrible team.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't mean we're good enough for fantasy. They're not.
You did, Jesus.
I don't know, man.
All right. And, what are you, I'm trying to make a claim for Ryan Tannehill. The guy dropped him. If I get him, do I start him over Wentz and Carr? Or who do I start at quarterback?
Wentz is playing the Browns.
I don't think you're starting Tannehill at Baltimore.
Oh, no.
That's going to be a tough game for him.
Don't do that.
I think I might be rolling with your boy.
DC, gotta.
All right.
I want to give you the go ahead to start Carr.
Oh, that's his quarterback,
he's putting,
man.
He's putting emotion into the starting.
You gotta do it.
Yeah, it's home. They're in Las Vegas too. I mean, not that. Whatever.
The Browns defense has been looking decent, and you know Carson Wentz is such a crapshoot. Like it's so difficult to predict when that guy is going to put up 400 and have some amazing scrambles, or when he's gonna look like he did against Dallas and just kick the bucket. But you know, Carr looked good against the Chiefs recently, so why not again, right?
Why not roll
over
with
300 and three TDs?
All right, that this is just a follow-up question. If I manage to get Tannehill, Wentz, is he droppable then? Because like you said, he's, you know, up and down. You don't know what you're getting with him.
Yeah, so Wentz has Cleveland, Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans, Arizona, Dallas, Washington. So, I mean, it's not really an easy schedule. You know, Cleveland, so-so. Seattle should be a high-scoring
right?
game. But then at Green Bay, don't love that. Weather conditions could be pretty terrible early December there. Then he's playing New Orleans, which I don't think that's going to be pretty for Wentz. And then at Arizona, that could go either way. So I don't know that you're ever going to use him in that stretch. Maybe at Dallas for week 16, which is the championship. But
Tannehill plays the Colts again. That's the issue. So you,
but he has two though, right? He has Derek Carr and
you can tell him to drop Derek Carr.
No. He has Carr. So he has Tannehill and Carr. So he can roll Carr the next couple of weeks. Carr has Kansas City, Atlanta, and then the Jets. So he's absolutely fine rolling Carr for 3 weeks and then using Tannehill in any of the weeks that Carr has a bad matchup. Because then Tannehill has,
have,
after
I
those
have,
three
actually,
weeks,
I
then
have,
Tannehill
have
has Jacksonville,
Carr.
Detroit.
I'm trying to make a claim for Tannehill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still like Carr over all of those guys, though.
Well, yeah, but he's right now he has Tannehill and Wentz. So no,
he's picking up Tannehill.
No, he's picking up Tannehill.
Excuse me, he has Carr. He has Carr and Wentz, and
Wentz hasn't been good. He hasn't been that good lately.
Oh, he sucks, man.
All right.
Sounds like Carr and Tannehill. Question. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, sorry. Last question. What are your thoughts on Rojo now? You know, he ripped off that long run. I was checking the stats. He's top five in rushing with 700-something yards. So I don't know why they're holding him back. I know he's got that fumbling issues, but, I mean, he's talented, man, you know?
It's because he is it's on a team that has a lot of options, and he's a one-trick pony. He's very good at that trick that he does, which is his straight line burst speed, and he can get some yak and break some tackles, but he has fumbling issues and he cannot catch the ball. He has no hands. And if they get behind, Rojo is done. He's not getting in. And if they get behind because he fumbles, then good luck. So it's 100% game script based. If they get way out in front, you know, he can have a big day like you've seen, but he is that one trick pony.
I don't know. I'm convinced, you know. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to get volume. Like, you talk about if he fumbles and they get behind, that's exactly what happened this week. And he still was able to – like, he ripped off the run, but he also still got the ball afterwards, right? I think he's got some job security.
I think job security for sure, but I think it's – I don't know. I almost want to say hot hand, but – because Fournette has gone off on a couple weeks too.
I just don't – look. Ronald Jones, he's going to have these weeks that he disappear, and we can't forget. Like, he had a really, really big career game last week. He had a career game last week to where he doubled.
He's not Dalvin Cook.
The previous 2 weeks, he saw a total of 10 rushes for 32 yards against the Giants and then New Orleans.
But don't you think he at least has job security? Maybe he won't be good every week, but he has job security. Like, you still want him on your roster.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
for
definitely.
Sure. For sure. But there are going to be games where Fournette is the better running back, 100%.
Right. So be cautious about starting him, I guess. That's because you know what to expect.
I mean, I'm still going to – it's just be cautiously optimistic. Like, you have him. You're probably going – you know, you're probably going to start him, but you just can't be too upset if the game script goes away or just Fournette ends up with more touches.
All right. I just want to get your thoughts. He's my third running back after McCaffrey comes back anyways. If he comes back, shit, how it's looking.
Yeah,
they don't want to let him get any more dirt.
Yeah.
But, all right, just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that. I think T. Higgins is matchup proof, though, but, I mean, he's a rookie, so I can see why you would be questionable to that. But, that was it, guys. Appreciate it. Keep up that intensity and go Raiders.
All right. Go Raiders, hey. Jesus. Play them off. Play them.
The Raider Nation is united.
It's a good song.
Fans get excited.
Damn, man, I was wrong.
The opposition get quiet.
I want to be a Raiders fan with Ice Cube. Jesus. That's intense. All right. Eric Musial checking in on the Mixler. Pick up Newton or Winston this week in place of Tannehill. Drop Tanny or David Montgomery. So would you guys even – would you drop Tannehill this week to take a shot at Newton or Winston?
I think –
Tannehill.
I'm okay. Pick up your boy Cam Newton.
Yeah, we've been through this. You know, it's 2-1 Winston, but
– but you're not dropping a running back. If you're going to drop somebody, you're dropping your quarterback then, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's jump back to the questions on the stream. Where were we? Kashif Mustafa, I have CMC. I'm locked in for the playoffs. You think I need to keep him or should I look for someone else? We kind of talked about this a little bit. If you're a lock for the playoff, Lucas, you were saying, what do you want to do with CMC?
Hold that boy. Because right now we think he's coming back, so he's a league winner.
Okay, nobody's gonna argue that, I don't think. Hang on, let me look at this. Tobi Loba, Oyentunji. Okay, need help. This is a doozy. Your name was a doozy. Need some help at flex and running back one. We'll make this two parts. All right, so running back, he's got Hyde, Harris, Edmonds, and he needs one. And then he follows up with Hyde is the starting running back. It's his backfield. I'm not sure that's true.
That's a false statement.
Yeah, that is not correct. It could easily be DJ Dallas. It could easily be Alex Collins,
right? Like what? Travis Homer? Like it's yeah, no.
But this is Harris.
Yes, correct. That is the answer.
Okay, Harris, yeah. There,
100%.
And then that was the only part he sent me. So, send me the rest, buddy. I need the flex question. All right, Froggy B is. Oh, he's talking about Rojo. All right,
Rojo. Yeah.
Rojo's not good without the running. It's 5 yards. Yeah. Blah 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 blah. Okay, agreed. We did plenty of Rojo. Back to the mail sack now with Bonarujak, Mike Davis, Salvin Ahmed, and Chase Edmonds. Half point. I need two. So who are we benching? Mike Davis, Salvin Ahmed, and Chase Edmonds.
Benching Chase. I don't know. Mike Davis has been struggling like crazy.
Yeah, I'm not benching Davis though.
Right, exactly. You can't because he could have that big game, but Ahmed's the guy there too. Davis is the guy there.
Detroit. Oof.
Ooh, Detroit's defense is oof. So bad.
Oof. Yeah, Mike Davis.
Aren't they giving up the number one to running backs? I think.
Yeah, they're up there along with like Jacksonville and Jacksonville and Houston.
First two for me.
And the Jets.
Edmonds took a kind of a backseat to it. He had a good game, but like maybe not for like fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, it's flip a coin between Edmonds and Ahmed. Yeah, so we'll set Edmonds. So I'm good with that.
Okay. All right. Then we got 91B, Gurley or Hines to start this week.
Gurley.
Do I have to?
I don't like the matchup, but he is the guy, and the Colts they rotate. It's Wilkins annoying, one man. Game, it's Hines another game, it's Taylor.
A good matchup. Like it's
a very good matchup. So Packers are bottom five Hines against is so running good, back.
But they don't use them some games. It's just
it's unpredictable. And with Hines Gurley,
is the upside
with,
play, right?
With Gurley, you figure. Yeah, I don't know. I would still prefer Gurley and just hope he Gurley falls in the end zone.
Yeah, exactly. If they get into the red zone, they're going to give it to Gurley. Whereas the Colts, if they get there, they're going to hand it off to Trey Burton for 2 yards.
Like, you know,
they might.
You're right. You don't know. Okay. You don't. But yeah, I guess Gurley. I would.
Okay. We got another follow up question here from Toby Loba. This was the flex part. Okay. Wait. Sorry. Oh yeah. Second part was that. So for a flex. Hyde, Judy, Pittman, Edmonds, and Antonio Brown. I have Kirk, Ballage, McKissick, Brandon Cooks, Hines, Harris, Myers. I need one wide receiver, two running back, and a flex. I also have Elliott as a running back. Okay, so basically this is a set my lineup.
Shout out to my boy Akash. This is my boy.
Oh, wait, this is a different guy. I'm so sorry. Toby Loba, this is one part of your question. So sorry about that, guys. I confused it up there.
No, you're good.
Flex is Hyde, Judy, Pittman, or Edmonds, or Antonio Brown. Who do we like in the flex?
Pittman.
Yeah,
roll with Pittman, man. He's hot. He's got six targets his last two games. Snap percentage is going up.
Roll with the hot hand.
Judy's been looking pretty good. He's actually catching the ball.
But who's quarterback for that team?
Exactly.
Who's throwing the ball?
Nobody's startable on that team.
All right, so we like Pittman. All right, now we'll move on to Akash. I have Kirk, Ballage, McKissick, Brandon Cooks, Hines, Harris, Myers. I need one wide receiver, two running back, and one flex. Also have Elliott at quarterback.
Elliott for a running back.
One wide receiver.
Two running backs and a flex, so we need four of these.
Is it PPR? Do we see that?
Does not say. Akash, is it PPR standard? Vampire half point.
It's tough to sit Zeke. I get that. Like, but you have to. You feel like you have to start him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's PPR, I'm going McKissick and
Zeke McKissick. And so Hines, are you?
Or Zeke is the other? I guess yeah. So Zeke would be the two. Right. There would be the two running backs.
It is PPR. And Pittman's also available in the waiver.
Oh wow.
Flip back there. There we go. Okay. So for the wide receiver. Gosh, this is tough. Kirk or Myers?
Kirk. I don't know. I still like Kirk. They're playing Seattle. I mean, I feel like you gotta go.
But it's Thursday night.
I know. I hate Thursday night.
Thursday. Here. It just never pans.
I don't like it, but I do like. I feel like you gotta go Kirk. I don't know. I like Kirk.
In a PPR though, Myers is getting the volume.
He is.
And they're playing Houston.
Again, another very good matchup.
So I think for the wide receiver, I'm locking in. I'm 100% locking in Myers. For the running backs, you know, it is PPR.
I feel like Zeke, right? So Zeke, and then one of these other running backs, right?
And let me look at my for this. I'm actually going to have to bust out my rankings.
PPR. I don't know. I kind of like McKissick. I'm going crazy. He's been getting so much target, like so many targets. And then,
yeah.
And then the flex. I mean, you could still. I don't know. I do like Ballage because he gets work in the passing game, but because Damian Harris doesn't get any, like he doesn't get anything in the passing game.
Yeah, I think honestly for me, this is going to be Myers, Hines, McKissick, and Zeke.
Yeah, I like Kirk, McKissick, Zeke, and then Hines.
So you're playing Kirk over Myers.
Yeah. Just because Seattle. I think this game is going to be like – I'm hoping it's like any other game we've seen on Thursday night. That's high hopes, though.
Man. I don't know, Lucas. I think I'm with you, man. We're all for sure
McKissick, Hines, and Zeke. I like Harris, but not in a PPR as much as these other guys.
Right? Exactly.
And then for the wide receiver, two of us are for Myers and then one for Kirk. I do like Kirk. He's more of a standard play to me because he's not the number one volume guy there. It's Hopkins, and Myers is just seeing, you know, 9-10 targets a game.
All right. I like how we worked through that one.
That's a good question.
That was a good question. You said you know that guy?
Here we go. Yeah, that's a buddy of mine.
Nice. Thanks for bringing him to the show. Thanks for tuning in, Akash. All right, R. Summers wrote into the mail sack Steelers song. Pittsburgh's gone to the Super Bowl. Here we go. That's awful. That's garbage.
What is that?
Steelers fight song. Horrible. Golly. R. Summers, start 2 half-point. Chark, Drake, A.B., and Jonathan Taylor. I need two out of that list.
Jonathan Taylor, he's not starting at all.
Would it just be JT and – or not JT, A.B. and –
Drake?
Yeah.
I mean, the Jags are playing the Steelers, like, and their secondary is not the good part of their defense.
Is it sneaky to play Chark here?
I like Chark this week.
Yeah, I think Chark and Drake for me.
Chark and Drake. Because like you said, AB can go missing. I mean, he's throwing to him. Tom is definitely throwing to him. He's getting his targets, but Chark could have that big.
I just feel like this is a game where only one of the three wide receivers for Tampa is really going to be playable, and I don't feel comfortable trying to guess which one it is.
Yeah, I like the first two, Shark and Drake.
All right, Summers, I hope that helped. One final question in the mail segment. I'll double check and make sure we got everything. This one's from Squawk Hawks. Winston, Newton, Carr, or Alex Smith as your starting quarterback this week? I am surprised. We heard the same names all night here. So who do we like the most out of this list?
Everybody has the same dilemma.
It was Winston, Carr, and who?
Newton and Alex Smith.
Oh, well. I'm Newton or Winston.
Yeah, I think we're – the other guys, we don't really care so much for them as much as it's
– I'm starting Winston over Carr in the league.
Okay, so
– good. I like it.
Squawk Hawks, I mean, you've – you've heard, if you've listened to the rest of the show, you've heard plenty of arguments over Winston and Newton. We do have a call here. Let's see who this is. I think this might be DJ. DJ, are you on?
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, man, turn your radio down a little bit.
Hang on one second. All right, can you hear me now?
Much better, thank you. What's up, dude? How you doing? What's your question?
Nothing, man. Just chilling, man. Should I start Kellen Ballage, man? Period. Should I start him?
Who else you got?
Yeah, over who?
Hello.
Who else would you start him? What are your other options there?
All right, so my running Kamara. I got Kamara. I got Gibson. I got Ballage. I got McKissick. I got Evans. I got Jamal Williams. I got Wayne Gallman holding him on the bye. I got Pierron, and that's it.
So I think this is McKissick for us over Ballage.
Yeah.
So start McKissick and Gibson?
Yeah.
How many can you start?
Is it three running backs or four?
It's two running backs in the flex spot.
In a flex.
So it's a good enough matchup.
So Kamara and Gibson are probably, right, the two running backs and then the flex?
The Bengals aren't a good defense. I don't see why. This is the more viable situation to play both. For sure.
So the over under for this game is 46.5.
I say over on that.
That's low.
Yeah, it is really low. So
the Bungles defense is not, yeah, like you just said, man, it's not that.
But the chart in the Chargers Jets is also low. It's 47.
I mean, if you don't want to start, two Redskin or football team running backs, then yeah, go Ballage.
Yeah, but I'd probably do that too, just for some diversity.
Because they could have very similar games.
You know, if it were a 55-point over-under, I'd be pretty comfortable starting both, thinking that there's going to be enough work. But Vegas really thinks that there's just not going to be anything here.
Ballage gets ground. He actually gets carried. Yeah. McKissick doesn't get the ball on the ground that much. So there's a little bit of a difference, too.
All right. So Star Gibson over McKissick, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So receivers. All right. I got right now my starting three is A.J. Brown, T. Higgins, and Cup. I got Lockett on the bench. I got Tyler Boyd on the bench. I got Jalen Reagor on the bench.
Okay. So I'm probably
Lockett, we don't know.
We got to start Boyd over Cup, though.
Higgins and Boyd? Yeah. I mean, football team secondary is actually pretty solid, but they could still have a good game because Joe Burrow.
How do you guys feel about Lockett this week?
I don't know. I mean, how did they?
So Higgins and Boyd
should be it.
I'm pulling up the game from last time.
I think.
Oh man, that was his 3-touchdown game.
If Lockett's healthy, I'm playing Lockett.
Yeah, that's the
Peterson on DK, right?
Yeah, that's the problem. Well,
but it's good though. It's a Thursday night game, so you're gonna know tomorrow if he's playing. So if Lockett is going, I think he's a must start. The over under there is 56, which is the second highest of the week, second highest scoring game of the week, and I think that they're actually predicting Arizona to win this game. So they're expecting Seattle to be trailing here.
I can see that.
Yeah, they should be. I think Arizona should roll them.
So yeah, if Lockett goes, I would go Lockett. You have to.
Yeah.
It's tough because even if he disappears, you still can't sit a top wide receiver that's performing.
No, that's a lie. They're giving Seattle the three, or I mean, they're giving Arizona the three. So they do think Seattle's going to win this, but it's still going to be a shootout. They still think this is going to be a shootout. So we think Lockett and Higgins, and then your others again. You had Boyd, AJ Brown,
yep, and Cup.
And Cup. And Reagor.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm not sold on Reagor yet.
No, Rager's not in this for me. It's you're looking at Boyd, AJ, and Cup here for your third.
But do you want to play Boyd because he's probably in the best matchup?
Yeah, I think that you gotta roll with either Boyd or Higgins, and for me it's gonna be Higgins. And then I'm gonna want a piece of
they both have had very good season.
Do you want to go Cup or AJ Brown though? I don't really love either spot. I would roll with AJ just because he's the number one.
They're clear, exactly.
But you know, both matchups are tough.
Yeah, I'm good with AJ too.
Okay, so AJ Brown, T. Higgins, and Lockett.
Yep.
Yeah, Lockett if healthy.
And it's PPR or no?
Yeah, PPR. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking it's tough for me. But I am a Cooper Kupp fan, but I think you're just you got to roll with AJ.
All right, so AJ Brown, T. Higgins, and Lockett for the three receivers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I got Hunter Henry, and then I got Logan Thomas. Who you starting?
Logan Thomas.
Yeah, Logan Thomas for sure.
Hunter Henry has done nothing.
Logan Thomas for sure.
Yeah,
I'm going Henry. At home against the Jets.
Henry has done absolute dog poop. It's weird. It's so odd. Logan Thomas really is getting
tight ends too.
Alex Smith is like behind center, he's going to throw to him. He's been throwing to him a bunch. We're talking a lot about the football team tonight.
Yeah, we are. I mean, look, he's averaging six targets a game. That was against the Giants in Detroit. I mean, Hunter Henry's still funny enough, Hunter Henry's getting equal the amount of targets. It's a wash. It's kind of a wash. I would prefer Hunter Henry if it were me, but Logan Thomas is fine.
Okay. All right. Then I got I got Cleveland defense.
They're a decent. That's a decent play this week against Philly.
Okay. Would y'all pick?
Yeah, I like that.
Would y'all pick Vikings over them?
No.
No.
Nope. Only there's only a few teams that I would play over them, and it's going to look like Miami and Pittsburgh and probably the Chargers and the Ravens. Other than that, I think that Browns are my top.
All right. So just to finally, we got Russell Wilson, quarterback, A.J. Brown, receiver, T. Higgins. We got Lockett. They say Lockett's playing. I saw it earlier. They said he's going to play. They said he was running around in practice. Like, they had to like tell him to stop, you know, so he can rest up for tomorrow.
That sounds about right.
Practice today.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Kamara's got a foot issue. And then Gibson, Logan Thomas, Bellagio, Flex, Bucker as my kicker, Cleveland as my defense.
That sounds good.
Yeah, roll it up.
All right, appreciate it, fellas.
All right, DJ.
Yeah, man.
Hey, DJ, where are you from?
Where y'all think I'm from?
I thought you were from Detroit.
Somewhere in the north.
I'm from Indiana.
Indiana. Oh, okay.
Okay. That's not too far.
All right, my top 30 picks.
Indiana and Michigan aren't too far away.
I'd just like to know, you know, how far we reached. Thanks for the call, DJ, man. Have a great week and a great weekend. All right, phone lines are clear and open. If you want to get in on the last few minutes of the show here, the phone number is 205-797-5337, 205-79-SLEEP. Got a couple more questions coming in here through the chat. This one is from Jay Roger. Yo, Flex, Galladay, if he plays, or Mike Davis. Davis hasn't really been producing like that.
Give me Mike Davis. I think this is a bounce back week.
I love Galladay.
Against Detroit. Stafford's likely out.
Galladay's, I don't know. Stafford's played your worst. He's played your worst.
Yeah. I think you roll with the running back. I love Galladay, but I think you roll with the running back. Yeah. Carolina should put up tons of points, even with PJ Walker probably starting at quarterback.
We got Gravity Storm, full PPR, need 2 of the 5 for flex. That's a lot of flex. Edmonds, Harris, Bellage. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 2 of the 5. Edmonds, Harris, Bellage, Rager, or Crowder. Okay, this is good. I like this. Some new names.
PPR. I mean, Crowder, is he still a thing right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, I mean, I feel like Crowder, Bellage? Just because it's PPR? If it was standard, then I would say Harris. That
name right there?
Oh, my God. These are the guys we're talking about right now.
Good old Jets Chargers stack, Crowder and Bellage.
Yeah, sure. I'm going Bellage Crowder. That is gross. Yeah.
Bellage, Harris, and Edmonds are all just like right there. They're like
Harris doesn't count. They don't use him in the passing game like at all. That's the only thing that bothers me.
I just think he's going to get enough work to have a safe floor. I think he's still going to get like 80 rushing yards, and if he gets a touchdown or whatever running back scores the first touchdown usually ends up getting at least one more. It's just how it seemed to work with the Patriots. So, like, I think Harris has a pretty safe floor of like 7 points with an upside of about 20, even in a PPR with no receptions. Bellage is Bellage. It just feels dirty.
Yeah.
And then I do like Edmonds.
But Drake looked good.
Exactly.
So, like, so Bellage, I think it is Bellage, like the guy said.
Okay. Jay Roger is back. What do you think of Ertz? Rest of season, worth the pickup, seen a bunch of targets. The game he did play. If you have an IR spot, I don't see why that would be a problem. But if you're not burning an IR spot, are you rostering him in the hopes he comes back, guys? Like on your bench?
Not right. It has to be a deep bench.
You could, but...
It has to be a deep bench.
Yeah. You don't want to play him. You just can't.
Like very deep.
Lingus 69, I need help with my lineup. For running back, I have Edmonds, Ahmed, Burkhead, Carson. For wide receiver, I got Juju, T. Higgins, Godwin, Robert Woods. Pick 2 of each, and I need a flex. So let's set the lineup for him.
Assuming Carson plays.
For sure.
Gotta go Carson.
Probably Carson and Burkhead for me.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Do we know PPR? I just read it over. Doesn't say.
I mean, look what Burkhead's done over like the last 6 weeks.
He's been good. I mean, they're definitely using him. He's part of the game plan. That is true. James White has kind of
went by the wayside.
I don't know. I still like Ahmed.
Would you want to flex Ahmed then? Because you still have a flex there, and then you're starting between Juju, Higgins, Godwin, and Woods. So I think we're both all going to start Higgins. Probably Juju.
I would go Juju and Higgins. Jacksonville's doesn't have a good second. They don't have a good defense.
I'm with the boys. Juju Higgins.
Juju Higgins.
And we're going to flex.
And then for the flex, let's just go with the other running back. So let's go Carson, Ahmed, Burkhead, and then Higgins, Juju.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. And then I like that. I'd be happy
Edmonds if Carson's out. You just roll with the running backs.
Yep. I like the running backs.
Okay. We've got another Carson question actually here in a second. But Izzo only or ISO only? I guess Izzo only. That'd be like a Michigan State basketball fan. Kenyon or Rojo at running back two this week? Or do you flex the other over Deontay Johnson?
I would roll with Kenyon Drake.
Me too.
And we're not flexing over Deontay.
Yes, Rojo. But like this was Rojo's like up here. Like, is he going to get 198? No, he's not. Like, it's not.
Absolutely
so
not. Exactly. Not against the Rams.
No.
Look, I mean, this is probably going to be a 50-yard game for Rojo.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I feel like you. Drake, they're Let's starting to use him more. They're playing Seattle. This game should be 50 to 50.
Drake had 100 last game. So.
All right, so it's Kenyon Drake and Deontay Johnson. Toledo Rockets. Froggy B, if Carson ends up playing, are you starting him over Edmonds?
Yeah.
That's a big
Oh, yeah.
That's a season.
Carson is, he's the guy there. They don't even put the ball really
Fen, when I hit the C senor, you just got to get the hell out of the way. I'm sorry. Hide salami.
No, I didn't know it goes back. Like, yeah.
He was very excited about that field goal. Hide salami writes in Drake, Hyde, or Duke for standard flex.
Drake.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Are we? Yeah, we're done with Duke Johnson, right? Are we never gonna like say he's good again? Are we done with that?
Who was saying he was good?
All kind of people were saying it. Spontane 201, Gurley, Hines, or McKissick in a PPR half point per carry league. Ooh.
Gotta go Gurley then if it's per carry.
I still might go McKissick.
Let me see.
Half
per carry? I mean, he's not getting 20 carries a game, Gurley, but.
Yeah, he is.
Is he really?
Wow. Yeah. Go Gurley.
So just fool me. Fool me, yeah, Todd.
Go look.
No wonder they lose so many games.
His last four games are 20, 23, 18, 19 carries. Oh. And he has four touchdowns in those four games and then some catches.
And what, 75 yards rushing?
About 40.
That's on the high end.
He's had 47, 63, 46, 53. See? So 63 is his high in those games. He did have 121 against Carolina. God. But the dude falls into the end zone and gets a lot, so he's getting you a baseline of 10 with just carries alone, throwing another 30 yards and then a touchdown. You're looking at 20.
You should get 20 pretty easy in that format.
Carolina Browns writes in dynasty question, PPR trade question. So we'll send this one to Jaboy Rich at Jaboy J Rich rather on Twitter. David Montgomery and Tyler Boyd for Austin Eckler. Have Hunt, Singletary, Ahmad, Marlon Mack, or Monty and a mid first round pick for Eckler. So he's trying to buy Eckler. It's David Montgomery and Tyler Boyd, or David Montgomery and a mid-first rounder for Eckler. What do you think?
I would probably rather trade Tyler Boyd. I don't know why I'm so anti Tyler Boyd, but it's just
because
he's just Tyler Boyd.
Because Higgins.
No, it's not even. It is because of Higgins a little bit, but that's the thing is that he's good. And I mentioned this on a show the other day. It's like I don't even want Tyler Boyd, but he's still good. But you should want Tyler Boyd. But that first round pick is probably just like. There's just more potential in that first round pick than there is in Tyler Boyd.
This season.
And if it's a mid first, then I would definitely take the first over Tyler Boyd, unfortunately.
No, well, he's giving up. He's giving Montgomery. He's giving away the mid first. So he's buying Eckler.
Yeah, no, I'm saying. I'm saying I would still trade Boyd away. If someone offered me a mid first for Boyd, I'd probably take it if I had a solid receiving corps.
Okay. So you're sending David Montgomery and Tyler Boyd out, getting Austin Eckler then. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. We got a few more here. Froggy B, Scary Terry, or Chase Edmonds in the flex?
Terry.
Gotta go Terry.
Terry by a lot.
Alrighty. That's in a PPR. G. Roger, last question. I've been holding Kittle, hoping he comes back. Should I drop him? And would it be crazy to drop Ertz for Taysom Hill? On ESPN, he has tight end eligibility. Tight end has been a wasteland. What do you think about Kittle, guys? You holding on to him for the rest of the year, or are you dropping him for Ertz? I don't think you're dropping him for Ertz.
I think he has Ertz and Kittle on his team, so I'm dropping Ertz, Kittle, unless the news comes out.
Right? Like
he's just not coming back. And, at the very least, try to trade Kittle to someone that has a you know, a winning record, like an 8-2 team or something, and let them worry about his, you know, whether or not he's coming back.
All right. Last question. Anthony Jacinto, quarterback, Kyler, running back, J-Rob, Kamara, A. Jones. Nice team. Mike Davis, wide receiver, Julio Jones, Robbie Godwin, A.J. Brown, Gronk, Andrews, Miami, Lutz, just traded Gronk, Davis, and A.J. Brown for D-Hop. What do you think?
I personally don't like it, depending on, like, I don't know. I would rather, I think, have A.J. Brown and Mike Davis.
Would you start Mike Davis over J-Rob Kamara or Aaron Jones, though? That's maybe. Honestly, I actually maybe. Like this trade a lot. I like
maybe
that.
Over J-Rob. You know, J-Rob doesn't have the best playoff schedule. And I don't know when CMC's coming back.
But he's got DeAndre now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just – I love DeAndre Hopkins.
So his wide receivers are Julio. So his wide receivers would be Julio, Robbie Anderson, Godwin, and DeAndre now.
But he's basically just trading out DeAndre Hopkins for A.J. Brown and losing the depth of Mike Davis. I don't know if it's that big of an upgrade that it's worth, because you're not probably – you may start Robbie, you may start Godwin. You don't necessarily have to start A.J. Brown every week, but
I see that.
Oh, he wanted the stack. He's guaranteed playoffs. This guy's just
– Who put this thing together? Me! That's who!
All right, Tony Montana, a.k.a. Thanks, Tony. Anthony Jacinto. Uh-huh. I see. Well, you're some kind of mastermind in the trade over there. All right, let me check the threads one final time, and we will wrap it up. Clear, clear, clear. All right, that is it for the Sleeper Wire mail sack. We have answered all your questions. If you didn't get a chance to call into the show and you would like to ask us a question, you can always reach us at sleeperwire.com. There's a form on there. You just fill it out. It goes right to the email. You can join our fantasy football club on Facebook groups at Sleeperwire Fantasy Football Club or on the Sleeper app. Join the Sleeper Wire channel. I'd like to thank for being on the show today, my Dynasty and Devy specialist, part of the FTN Network and Destination Devy, helping you dominate your Devy and Dynasty leagues at DL Football on Twitter. It was Jordan Richards at Chubboy J Rich on Twitter. Follow him. The co-host of the Fantasy Fam Pod. He still believes in Joe Mixon. His name is Sven. He is at the Fantasy Fam and on Twitter at Fantasy Sven. And my performance-based expert, Lucas, straight from the Sleeperwire family on Twitter at SleeperwireLBB. Appreciate all the calls. Appreciate the listens, guys. We will be back next Wednesday at 7. Don't forget, we have another live show on Sunday mornings at 10:30, 11 o'clock. It's called The Blitz. Start, sit, question. Same exact format as this. You can call in. It's just a lot faster because it's either start them or sit them. Tune in to that on Sunday morning at 10:30, everywhere you tuned in today. Appreciate all the listens and the follows, and we appreciate you guys checking us out every week. Thanks for the callers, and we'll be out of here. We'll catch you next week for Week 12 on the Mail Sack, Wednesday at 7.
Hey.